Hey, this is Libby spilling all the political tea, straight politics, no chaser. The go-to for all your political needs. Think the Bodega Boys, but political. It's millennial politics served piping hot. So last week I didn't have an episode because episode 11 was indeed enough to digest. And last week was pretty quiet. Well, damn, this week came in spinning, swinging, spinning, swinging. It didn't even come in that way. It ended that way. Like 7 weeks, 12 jurors, over 80 hours of testimony, 22 witnesses, and a guilty verdict times 34. Wait, there is more. 11 checks, 11 invoices, 12 ledger entries got him convicted on those 34 counts. You can't make this shit up. I'm going to go in depth on this because I have waited for this day since that demagogue got on TV and said, lock her up. And then the recording leaked of him saying, grab him by the pussy in 2016. The man personally ruined my personal dreams and aspirations. So I've been waiting for this for a long time. But I truly didn't expect this verdict. I really did not know how to. Thank God I was inebriated when I found out. Because, like, I did not know how to feel. The last 3 days, I really have been in a state of shock. Like, I don't like a part of me is like, yeah, like, yes. And then the other part of me is just like, wow, this is what our country has come to. But yeah, I was really minding my business. No iPhone alert, nothing, just scrolling on Twitter, and I saw guilty. Like, yes, I thought he should be convicted, but did I think he would get convicted? Is a whole nother story. Like, let's be honest, the justice system does not always provide justice for everybody. So this was truly a shocker. But before I get down to the nitty-gritty, I can't even talk. This is crazy. I would be remiss if I didn't say this. My heart bleeds for you, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. The election was rigged. The media conspired against you to elect an orange demagogue who got convicted unanimously by an educated New York jury on all 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Thank you, Stormy Daniels. But truly, that was for our junior senator from New York, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. You won this week. Everything she said happened, did. And I hope she feels vindicated. I love the great state of New York. I really do. I had to leave with that, especially since the most qualified person to ever run for office ran against a criminal. While the media and people were focused on her emails, that turned out to be nothing. Trump was paying a prostitute hundreds of thousands of dollars in hush money. Like, this is what women have to go through daily, being challenged by idiots, philanderers, and criminals for positions of power. Insanity. It's just hilarious because the elite and white people never banked on the judicial system being used against them. Too bad, so sad. Y'all loved law and order when black people weren't the law and order. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Good luck. If they can lock up or potentially put on probation a former president, no one is safe, babe. Your millions or your perceived millions in power mean nothing. Let that simmer. I personally want Donald locked up before Election Day. Let's not give the deplorables and the jackasses the opportunity to vote for him or abstain their vote. Give Biden the second term he deserves unquestioned, especially since this should be the end of Hillary's second term. Like, come on, your president was out riding his bike the other day, and your former president is fighting for his life in back-to-back court cases with potential jail time. Make that make sense and be fucking for real about it. Stop it. And then Biden made an excellent point this week on the campaign trail, unrelated to Trump going to jail, but it's just a little dig. If January 6th were black people, Trump wouldn't be saying to pardon them. Think about that. And he's right. Speaking of pardoning and crimes, Trump will at minimum receive probation for his crimes, and at maximum could receive 4 years in prison. Do I think he will get prison time? I actually think he will. I think he will get like 5 years. No, his max is four. So I think he'll get the 3 years and he'll end up doing 18 months. Like a slap on the wrist. It's his first offense, apparently. So I think they're going to put him in that orange jumpsuit. I don't think he's just going to get probation and walk, especially since one of the political pundits said on NBC that he broke the gag order like a million times, over 10 times. So for that alone, he could end up getting like 1 year. I think he's going to get something, which would be so unprecedented. Back to the case. Seven men and five women voted unanimously against him. It was so bad that MSNBC had to put a scoreboard on their news channel that said 34-0. Like, damn. That's just, ooh. I personally kill myself, but that's another story. The jurors were made up of an investment banker, sales rep, security engineer, teacher, software engineer, product development manager, a retiree, physical therapist, speech therapist, two lawyers, a welfare manager. Yeah. In their personal time, they watch everything from BBC to Fox News. So some people thought because there were lawyers on there that, well, not one of the lawyers, I think, listened to Trump's podcast or Trump's website for news. Somebody else watched Fox News. They thought that they would be lenient towards Trump. Psych. The jury was very diverse, apparently. Now, people are discussing pardons, but Biden can't pardon him because it's a state crime. And I don't think he would if he could. Then Trump couldn't pardon himself either, even if he was president again, because these are state crimes. I guess the New York State governor could pardon him, but she's a Democrat, so that's not likely. Basically, he's screwed. And he still has that ongoing election rigging case in Georgia with Fannie Willis. And he still has to, you know, run a campaign for president. It's just, you can't make this stuff up. Trump could try to appeal his New York case, but the appeal judges are all black women. You can't make this shit up. His probation officer is also a black woman. And the attorney general that came up with this case is a black woman. And I think it's especially interesting that he's all tied up with black legalese against him when his and his father engaged in racist housing practices in New York back in the day against black people. Karma. Ah, you can't make this up. Trump gave a scathing speech after the verdict, mostly against the judge. I didn't listen to it because why would I? His lawyers said they will appeal ASAP, but remember the appeal committee is all black women? Yeah. Good luck with that. Biden and his campaign has yet to respond to the verdict. What is there to say? This election is literally good versus evil, a lawyer and career politician versus a career criminal and crooked businessman, America's dad versus America's villain. What is not understood? What's not clear here? Like, think about this. The Republican candidate for president is a convicted felon and has many more cases to go. Remember, he still has a child molestation case against him. Then there was someone on Twitter saying they haven't heard much about the campaign and is the election happening? Honey, they have been campaigning since 2020, since the last election. The first debate is in 25 days, and it will be the earliest debate in presidential history. What rock have you been under? I swear, for some of you people, if information is not spoon-fed to you, you would never know it. Like, if the shade room doesn't say that shit, you would never, it would never cross your mind to Google or watch the news or even follow political sites on Twitter. Like, that's how I get my news. I follow news sites, political sites on Twitter. Like, it would never cross your mind to do that. Weird. It just kills me, going back to Trump, that a felon can't vote, but they can run for president. Like, it should be automatic non grata. It should be automatic. You cannot be on any state's ballot. And technically, Trump is able to vote because Florida has a loophole law that states that the person can vote if the state they were penalized in says that they can vote. And New York allows felons to vote. So technically, Trump can still vote, which is crazy in itself. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones had its best day ever, the day Trump was convicted. I'm sitting here waiting for Melania to file for divorce. That is coming soon. Bet your bottom dollar on it. Especially since Barron just graduated from high school. I think it's insane that she didn't show up for not one day of court. Like, that's wild. That's extremely telling. Then there was the leak audio of Trump campaign staff debating how to spin a tape of Trump calling a black person the N-word. Well, I would love to know how they're gonna spin that. Like, how can you spin that? I would love to know. They really need to call Judy Smith on that one. How can you spin that one? I can't wait to see it. You can't spin that. As someone who would love to be a DC fixer, who would love to like solve people's problems or make people's problems go away, the best you can do with that is to bury it. You can't spin that. Especially if they got it on audio or witnesses. I give up. Like Hillary, I hope the Exonerated Five are having a hearty har har about this whole Trump debacle. Trump took out an ad for their demise for a crime they didn't commit a few decades ago. And I personally hope that they take out an ad in the New York Times for the crime Trump actually committed. And I hope Hillary pays for it. That would be befitting and karma at its finest. Because of this conviction, please note that Trump cannot get a security clearance, serve in the military, not like he would, wasn't he a draft dodger? Visit most foreign countries, one being Canada, lucky them. But my favorite about this whole thing are the tweets. Let me indulge you in a few. Alvin Bragg, Judge Tanya, Letitia James, and Fannie Willis. You can ban Black history, you just can't stop us from making it. Here's another one. Three wives, 34 felonies, 11,780 votes, six bankruptcies, one insurrection, 26 sexual assaults, two impeachments, 1 million Americans dead. Did I miss anything? Yeah, there's a whole lot. But that's the nitty gritty of it. I don't know, maybe an ex-wife buried on your golf course, that's one. Don't he got kids out of wedlock? That's two. Don't he got baby mama? Or did he marry the baby mama? It was too much. It's too much. He got a lot going on. Somebody said he finally won the popular vote and I fell out. Like, I just, you can't make this up. This is not real life, but it's real life. My favorite one, though, was Orange is the New Orange. Man, if they put that man in an orange jumpsuit, Lord, I'm a fallout. I'm a be unconsolable. Like, it would really be the day. I couldn't take it. Then you have Robert De Niro on TV this week, and he is top five favorite actors for me, and he's not five. I love him. Everything. I love him. And so he came on, he did a press conference outside the courthouse this week and just ripped Trump apart, and only he could do in true New York fashion. And I just want to go back to something he previously said about Trump. And this is a quote. I mean, he's so blatantly stupid. He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig. He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt who doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't do his homework. He doesn't care. He thinks he's gaming society. He doesn't pay his taxes. He's an idiot. End quote. My sentiments, precisely, exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. Now, this is not what he said outside the courthouse this week, but that was basically his sentiments. He really went off on Trump, his goonies, and then he went off on a supporter that was arguing with him during the press conference, and he went off on him. That it was just beautiful to see. Like, someone has to say something. Like, this is not normal. Never in the history of this country has a president been in court, a former president been in court. Like, there was one other time in history where a president, a sitting president, Ulysses S. Grant, did have to go to court or was arrested for speeding in D.C. on horse and buggy, and it was a Black cop that did it. The Black cop gave him a citation, and then he did it again a couple weeks later, and the Black cop arrested him. And President Grant said that it was justified and that the cop was doing his job. So I guess Black people have a long history of reprimanding presidents. To talk about something else, Cardi B and Amber Rose, Kanye's ex-girlfriend, if you don't know her for any other reason, which you shouldn't, both said they were not voting for Biden. It came out last week, the week before last, and said that. My sentiments regarding that, if you would take the opinion of I'm trying not to slut shame. I'm really not. I really liked Amber when she came out with the slut walk in LA. Like, I liked Cardi B. I'm from the Bronx. Like, what? I'm from the South Bronx of that. But if you would take your politics from these two, you have a problem. But the problem is, there are people, Gen Z, even maybe some millennials, that will take, maybe not what Amber said as gold, but what Cardi said as gold. And it's diabolical. I knew Cardi's politics was fucked when she came out as a Bernie supporter. I knew she was just deeply, deeply misguided. I was surprised that she knew more about politics than anyone thought she did. But then when she came out as a supporter of Bernie, I just could not. And now you're saying you're not voting for Biden. Then who you voting for, babe? You gonna vote for Kennedy? When his family say he not voting for him? They not voting for him. Amber Rose talk about Trump has done more for black people than Biden. Is it crack? Were you lacing your marijuana with crack cocaine? I just really, if you get your politics from any celebrity, Houston, you have a problem. And that's all I'm going to say about that. On a side note, North Korea sent balloons. See, let me stop. I don't like to get into international politics, global politics. I said it in the first couple episodes, we have enough going on around on this side of the pond. But every once in a while, some international news really just stops me in my tracks. Because you know what they got going on, we'll mess around and get nuked. And I don't need that was like my worst fear under Trump. And people forget this. Waking up every day thinking I was going to wake up in hell. Every day just waking up thinking we were going to get nuked to hell because he was tweeting Rocket Man and all kind of things. You know? But every once in a while something happens in international politics that I would be remiss if I didn't note this. Because we might have to come back to this. But I'm not going to say too much regarding it. I'm just going to say North Korea sent balloons filled with trash to South Korea. You can't make this shit up, bro. You can't make it up. 700 balloons to be exact. I have no words. Then you had Nikki Haley, on another side note, you had Nikki Haley writing, finish them on missiles headed towards Gaza last week. That wasn't this week, that was last week. Once again, I have no words. I just watch the news. Honorable mention goes to Michelle Obama's mother. She died this week. It's just, I feel so bad. Like, damn. The Obamas and the Robinsons can't even revel in this legal win against Trump because they have to deal with this devastating loss. Rest in peace to Mama Robinson. She was literally the country's first grandmother, and we loved her for it. I think every Black person that supported Barack loved knowing that his daughters were in that White House under the close supervision and protection of their grandmother. Anybody that has a Black grandmother knows that Black grandmothers are ferocious and fierce, and they protect their grandchildren. So it was nice to know that when Barack and Michelle were out being president and first lady, that those girls were protected by their grandmother. So sorry for their loss. And thank you to her for her service. Before I go, here are some fun facts. Well, some of them not fun, but just listen to this and you come up with your own feelings about this. Biden's son, Beau, died 9 years ago this week. Rest in peace to him. This week also marks the 103rd anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre, the Black Wall Street Massacre. One of the survivors, Viola Fletcher, just received the Presidential Medal of Honor, and she needs to receive a reparations check for that travesty. June 1st also marked the anniversary of Trump's father being arrested at a KKK rally in 1926. Now, those three dates, in conjunction with all the other interesting facts that I just outlined, let it all marinate. Once again, there was so much I could discuss this week, like Alito throwing his wife straight under the bus over the damn flag. I could talk about that, but I just heard it gets messier. She's beefing with the neighbors. It's a mess. I can't even. Now they telling him he needs to recuse himself from court cases and a whole lot of things going on. Biden and Harris are making it so that medical bills won't affect our credit scores. Yes, a win is a win. The courts revoking Biden's cap on credit card fees, boo. D.L. Hughley apologizing to Kamala Harris for believing lies and misinformation about her regarding her criminal justice record. It's about damn time. And Project 2025 stating they will abolish the DOE. Yeah, they said they were going to abolish the Department of Education. Look, I will do a whole bonus episode on this because I have to redigest and then regurgitate the bullshit that is in Project 2025. But please know that this document is exactly what the Republicans and Trump wishes to do if he is reelected. It's basically their blueprint for America. So read it. Read it and read it again and comprehend it. I just can't with this country. But look, a win is a win. And I would say the Wicked Witch is dead, but he's not dead and he's not a witch. I'll say the orange demagogue is going to be wearing orange. Thank you for listening to my political pontification. If you liked it, loved it, or hated it, please tell a friend to tell a friend. And please check out my website, The Political Tea. You can generously donate to my chai latte habit on it. Thank you.